Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
My title is Giver. Christians are givers. And it's way more than money we're talking about. I'm talking about they're just givers. And you know, giver of encouragement, you know, giver of, hey, I'll pray for you. Somebody's texting me because I prayed for them before and something happened and they know I'll pray or whatever. And that's comforting to have somebody to pray. So I'd like to read 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And a cheerful giver is a generous giver. And a cheerful giver is an unselfish giver. And a cheerful giver understands that everything he or she has and owns was given to them by God, and God in turn wants to bless us to bless others with what he gave us. Amen. Because like when we're walking with God, you know, and yeah, we have a job and our job's giving us our paycheck, but you know, most likely we pray about that job, or we prayed before we got that job. And so we believe, okay, God gave me that job. And God, you know, is, you know, opening doors, and God's giving me a promotion and a raise or whatever. And so I believe, you know, as believers and Christians, we believe, you know, everything we get is from God. And so what he gives us, he wants us to, you know, not hold so tight to it that we can't be a blessing to others as he opens a door, as he puts a little thought in our heart, a little nudge like, bless that person or whatever. I mean, sometimes you could just be going, you know, down the street, and it could be something obvious maybe that you, because, you know, obviously we see maybe homeless people more than even before. And maybe you don't feel touched on every single one, but there's some that you just feel that I got to do something, whether it's go up and give them some food or money or whatever. And you just go with your gut, you know, as God has blessed you. And so, because see, God is a limitless source. Like it can't dry up, you know, with God. He's a limitless source. There's always abundance with God. So, you know, what God provides will never run out of stock. I'm going to give you like, you know, shopping lingo. You know, those of you that go to the store or online, it'll never run out of stock. It'll never be on back order, and it will never be discontinued. Amen. So in other words, there's plenty where that came from. So that's why I'm going to keep the pipeline open. God blesses me, and then I go dig a hole and like put it all on the ground and sit on it and go, no one else is getting this. No, that's not what he wants us to do. He wants us to be, you know, not like a Scrooge or like, you know, the Donald Duck Uncle Scrooge that, you know, has a big old safe and he just puts it all in there and counts his money, his gold coins, and like, you know, look at all this stuff. No, you know, I want to bless others, you know. Amen. And, you know, there's plenty where that came from, because God, after all, owns it all anyway. He owns it all. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Everything. The gold belongs to him, the Bible said. The silver belongs to him. And you can throw in the rubies and the emeralds and the diamonds. They all belong to him. And you can throw in the cattle on 1,000 hills he owns. And he owns everything. He owns all the natural resources and everything. The Bible said, James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. That's where it all comes from him. Amen. Really, when you boil it down. So when we realize that everything we have comes from God, then we'll be more willing to freely give to others what he's given to us. Amen. King David said this, very powerful, in 1 Chronicles 29:14. He said, "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you," he's talking to God, "and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We give what you give us anyway, so, and you ask us to give and be unselfish about it, but the pipeline doesn't stop because he is limitless on his source." Amen. And it keeps coming. The gifts keep coming. Amen. Because a giver will be a blessed person. Now, first and foremost, as a Christian, we need to be a giver to God, first and foremost. Amen. And I've heard people say, "Well, I thought God has it all, and if he wants more, he can create it." That's true. And if that's true, then why does he want us to give to him? Amen. God's not asking us to give to him because he needs, you know, a few extra bucks. No, he doesn't. He's asking us to do it because, amen, it's for his kingdom and his church and his ministry on this earth. Amen. For the furtherance of the kingdom of God and for the gospel to be spread and for souls to be saved and for people to grow in the Lord. Proverbs 3:9, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase." That's powerful. Your substance is what you have, and your increase is what you get more, you know, every day or whenever you get an increase of something. Amen. Malachi 3:10, "Bring the whole tithe," not partial tithe. Tithe is 10%, you know, so the whole tithe is 10%. "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour for you out a blessing until it overflows. Then I'll rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor your vine, nor in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts." He's going to bless you. Amen. You can't outgive God. So when you bless him and put him first in your giving and finances, he gives it back more than you gave. So when we honor God first in our finances, he'll overwhelmingly bless our finances. Amen. Which will not only provide for us plenty and abundantly, but will also allow us to be a blessing to others. Amen. Deuteronomy 16:17, "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you." He gives, and as you're able, as God prompts you, as God leads you, you give. Amen. So the blessed life comes from a life of giving. There's no greater life. Amen. Acts 20:35, "Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive." Now, why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Only because it's the right thing to do? Not only, but that's a good reason. Only because it's a noble gesture? Not only, but that's a good reason. Only because it's a sacrifice to give and sacrifice is good for the Lord? Not only, but that's a good reason. Or is it because there's so much satisfaction and a heartwarming feeling that comes to the giver when he or she gives? Or is it because there's truly a special blessing that only comes from giving that you will not get from receiving? Receiving's great. Would you like to receive something? Yeah, you know. Oh, a free sample at Costco? You know, some people go around and make a meal of it. "Wait, I just saw you, you know." "Well, no, I got my, you know, Groucho Marx mustache on so I can go get another round of snacks, you know, and then I'll just go to the food court and get a 59-cent soda. No. There's a blessing in receiving, but it's more blessed to give. Amen. Or is it because givers by definition will be receivers? Because you can't be a giver and not a receiver. It's just the way it goes. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Amen. Since Christians are doing everything they do as unto the Lord and not unto men, you cannot outgive God. He will abundantly bless the giver. Amen. Luke 6:38 tells us, give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you mete out or measure out, it shall be measured to you again. If it's squeaky going out, it'll be squeaky coming back. Like, I can't part with that. Oh, you know, that hard-earned money. No. Amen. Give. Shall be given unto you. You mean $1, $1? No. You give a dollar and God will heal your body. You give $2 and God will, you know, there'll be a check in the mail or something. God will give you abundant blessing. Amen. Maybe salvation will come to your house with some relative or something. You know, you never know what the receiving come is coming your way. But it'll be pressed down, shaken together, running over. Amen. You know, one of the main characteristics of a Christian, we talked about several earlier when we were discussing that. Amen. A Christian, a child of God, is to be a giver, a generous, discreet, and forgetful giver. That's the kind of giver God wants us to be. Generous, discreet, and forgetful. Amen. Generous, Psalms 37:21, the righteous give generously. Amen. Another word for generously is liberally. Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Amen. You know, and you can be just an encourager. It doesn't have to always be, giving is not always money. It's time. It's a shoulder to cry on. It's a ear to listen. It's, you know, it's all kinds of things. Proverbs 3:27, do not withhold good from those to whom it's due when it's in the power of your hand to do so, because God will bless a giver that gives. Amen. When you have something that you can help somebody with, and God opens that door and prompts you. A discreet giver is God is wanting us to be. What's that mean? Where we're not like showing off giving, you know, because they literally, Jesus had to say what you know, what the opposite of a discreet giver is when he, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, verse 2, he said, when you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I mean, can you believe there's people that did that? Like, hey, I just blessed this, you know, this poor person over here that's, you know, maybe, you know, having hard times or whatever, blows a trumpet, everybody, you know. He said, don't do that. Because, you know, he said, I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. Right there. They blew the trumpet. They wanted the attention. In other words, God's not going to bless them for what they just did. That's their blessing. I don't want that. I want God's blessing. Amen. A discreet giver is, you know, I mean, sometimes your immediate family will know what you're doing or, you know, whatever. Sometimes, you know, you can't help it or whatever, but, you know, you can do a lot of things just like, you know, behind the scenes. You bless that person. No one will ever find out. Between you and God. That's how he wants you to do it. Amen. A humble giver, a discreet giver. He said, but when you give to someone in need, verse 3, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. You know, that's kind of a metaphorical way of saying you be discreet about it. You know, he said, give your gifts in private. And your Father who sees everything, he sees in private. He'll reward you, even openly. And see, that's the thing about people. Sometimes they look at only the receiving, and they don't ever see what that, because a discreet giver, they don't know what they've been doing. But see, God rewards openly. So when you're blessed and you receive from the Lord, like a lot of people see it. And then they'll go, hey, how come, what's going on here? You know? Because you don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. They're a discreet giver. So what do I mean by forgetful giver? One that gives and forgets about it. One that gives and doesn't expect anything in return. One that gives and doesn't keep score. You know, hey, I'll invite you to my house for dinner, and let's put, before I leave, let's put a date for me to come back to your house, you know, because we got to even the score. No. There's a lot of people that can't give back. And that's what the church, he put the church on the earth, you know, he said, I want you to remember the poor. I want you to remember the widows. I want you to remember the fatherless and the orphans. I want you to remember the strangers that are in a strange land that they don't know what's going on, that need help. I want you to remember the infirmed and those that need help. Remember, you know, those that are maybe the outcasts and the forgotten. Remember them and give. Be a giver. Luke 6:34, Jesus said, if you lend to those who you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. We don't want to do that. Amen. But I like this, Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Amen. Who's the he? Not the poor. He can't pay you back. Maybe you thank you so much and a smile, and God bless you. I appreciate you for doing that. God makes it good for the poor. Amen. God sees. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord. He will repay him for his deed. So what was the first verse of our text? 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Now, you know, that's sowing literally as seeds and harvest, but it's also actions. Amen. And here's the thing. You cannot reap where you have not sown. Just like we cannot expect answers to prayer if we haven't prayed the prayer. We have to pray. Amen. And we have to sow to get. And we cannot reap bountifully or abundantly where we have only sown sparingly or little. You know, like, okay, well, let me get my seeds out. Okay, and well, okay, that's it for today. Okay. Got to hold on to that rainy day fund. No, because, you know, you can plant one seed and it's not going to make it. You know, you don't. That's why when somebody, I don't know a whole lot about farming, but I know when they make the rows and they, you know, whatever they use to make the little hole, they put, you know, several seeds in one hole because they know that not all those seeds are going to make it. So bountifully. Amen. So bountifully. So it's important that we make giving a way of life and not just something we do from time to time. Oh, yeah, you know, I gave, you know, a couple years ago or something. It's like, no, this is a way of life. Because we're being led by the Spirit and we're being sensitive. You know, you see a situation and you feel like praying for that, you know, even if it's an accident or whatever, or something comes to mind and you make a phone call, you send a text message, or you give, you know, or God says, speak to that person about me. Tell them, you know, invite them to church, or tell them about, you know, how to be saved or whatever, all those things. And giving is all part of it because God knows who needs help. And God knows that we've needed help in the past, and God has sent people by our way. And we just need to be sensitive to His Spirit. So God give us a giver's heart, a giver's mind, and a giver's attitude, and a spirit of giving. Amen. Every day. Now, we might not be able to give some days, but not might be able to give much, but we can give what God prompts us to. And He will always, you know, the endless source will always replenish every good gift, every perfect gift. Amen?
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast, and may God bless you.